is fire.
This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Good morning. This is Connie Johnson, author of the new release and projected bestseller, Soldier Girl. I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. or Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
Lord, just saying thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace,
thank you, Lord.
Your favor,
yes.
Your love, thank you. Loving kindness,
yes, yes, God, yes.
Your tender mercy,
yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that whenever we need you, all we got to do is call on you.
Yes, Lord.
God, we call on you in the morning.
Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord.
Call on you noonday.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We sure enough call you in the midnight.
Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord.
God, we ask you, Lord, to give us a word, Lord, to encourage.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
We ask you, Lord, to give us a word to inspire.
Yes,
Lord.
God, we thank you, Lord, for all the wonderful things you've done and are doing and will do in New Birth.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for the leader, Pastor Clinton.
Yes, Lord.
God, I know he has his battles and his struggles.
Bless him, Lord. Bless
him. But I'm asking you, Lord, to heal him and touch him.
In the name of Jesus.
I pray that every need in his life, Lord, is met.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Ask you, Lord, to bless him physically.
Yes, Lord.
Ask you, Lord, to bless him financially.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Ask you, Lord, to bless him emotionally.
Yes, Lord.
Ask you, Lord, to bless him spiritually.
Yes.
I ask you, Lord, to bless him socially, Lord.
Yes.
Ask you, Lord, to cover, Lord, him with your manifold blessings.
Yes.
Bless his wife, Lord.
Yes.
Many times, Lord, she sees him struggle, it hurts her too.
Yes.
She loves her husband, Father God.
Yes.
Give her peace, Lord, that surpasses all understanding.
Yes. Yes.
Lord, I pray for this church. I pray, God, that you give this church everything that they need.
Yes.
God, we believe it right now that families are coming.
Yes.
We believe it right now that marriages are mending through the word. We believe right now you're bringing the finances, God. You're bringing the equipment, God. You're going to send every person, Lord, that this church needs, Lord, to get to the place that you want it to be, God.
Yes.
This is your bride. This is your church, God. And God, we just trust and lean on depending upon you. God, you brought us for 8 years, God. God, we trust in you for 108 years, Lord.
Yes.
Keep the doors of this church open.
Yes.
Keep peace in this home, God.
Yes.
God, I pray, Lord, for the spirit of worship, God, the spirit of praise, God. I pray for unity and not calamity, God. God, I pray for excess. I pray, Lord, that you broaden, you increase their territory.
Yes.
Bless them in the city, God. Bless them in Leesville, Father God. I'm asking you, Lord, to bless them in the field, Father. That every time somebody talks about New Birth, God, they say, truly, those are people of God. God, we love you and we appreciate you. And all God's people said, amen. If you love the Lord, say amen. There is a wonderful word from the Lord, amen, to encourage us, amen, on this 8th year anniversary. And it comes from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 42 through 44. Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 44. There is a wonderful word from the Lord that God wants to give to us, amen, to inspire us,
yes,
to keep on trusting in the Lord. Acts chapter 2, verse 42 through 44.
All right.
And how many know the church at its birth was a church at its best?
Amen.
The church at its birth was the church at its best. Amen. If you found it, say amen. If you have not found it, say Sunday school. Amen. Because Sunday school is where we learn the books of the Bible. Amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 42 through 44. And I'll read it. I'm reading from the English Standard Version.
All right.
Listen what this said. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to what? Fellowship and to the breaking of bread and what else?
Prayer.
To prayer. Amen. Y'all look at that scripture. Amen. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' what? Doctrine and to what? Fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to what? Prayer. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many signs and wonders were taken in that place through the apostles. And all those who had believed were what? And all those who had believed were what? And had all things what? In common.
That's right.
With the help of the Holy Spirit, with the prayers of the saints, for your 8-year church anniversary, I just want to preach from the subject, let's stay together. Amen. Let's stay amen together.
All right.
Let me say, saints of God, by way of introduction, that the church is the ecclesia. The church is the called out ones.
Hold out.
The church, amen, is not these four walls.
That's it.
But the church is the body of those who've been born again and who love Jesus. How many of you are born again? How many of you love Jesus? Well, you are the church.
All right.
The church, saints of God, amen, is not a building. But the church is the bride of Christ.
All right.
The church, amen, is not led by majority rule. The church is led by God's rule. The church is not led by bylaws. The church is led by God's law. And anybody who's more concerned about bylaws and not concerned about God's law ain't nothing but an outlaw. And most of the time, it's your in-law. Anybody who's not concerned, who's so concerned about bylaws and don't even know God's law, ain't nothing but an outlaw. And most of the time, that's your in-law. Because don't you know kinfolk that are sinful folk with schism folk? Amen? And sometimes that's the problem with the church, as you preach by yourself, but the very last time you mess a preacher, amen, we got too many unsaved kinfolk trying to call a shot, trying to run stuff, have not visited the cross, have not given their life to Jesus. We got people in leadership who don't love the Lord, don't love God's people. They cruel, they mean, amen, they sarcastic, they self-focused. We need people who love Jesus, who love the Lord, who ain't ashamed to let the whole world know that God has been good, so good, so good to me. And of all the wonderful things that the church does, one of the top priorities that God has for his church is that God wants his church to stay together. Matter of fact, that's why God wrote in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, he says, a man should leave what? His mother and father and cleave to what? His own wife. Because even in marriage, God wants you to stay together.
All right.
Brothers, you ought not be spending more time at your mama house than at your own house. Listen, listen, I know your mama cooks some good beans, amen, but you got to get used to your wife cooking, amen. Your mama might put all that salt, but your wife, amen, she trying to let you live. She ain't trying to put all that salt. And you got to switch your taste buds from your mama cooking and get used to your wife cooking. And the only way you can do that is you got to leave your mama house, amen, and get on your own white table and taste some of them no salty beans. That's why in John chapter 10 verse 30 that Jesus says, me and my father, we are one. That you can't go around Jesus
things, yeah.
Matter of fact, that's why when you read Ezekiel chapter 37, amen, when you go in that valley of dry bones, them bones was all scattered, but God told the prophet Ezekiel, you prophesied the word of God to them dry bones, and the next thing you know, after Ezekiel prophesied to them dry bones, amen, the foot bone got connected to the ankle bone, the ankle bone got connected to the shin bone, the shin bone got connected to the knee bone,
church to church.